USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional investigators were denied Thursday to President Trump's White House records by a federal appeals court. The judges, appointed by Presidents Biden and Obama, have now set a November 30th date to hear arguments. Now the mostly partisan January 6th congressional investigators are lashing out at former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, demanding he appear for a deposition on Friday. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial will offer closing arguments on Monday. After that, it will be in the hands of the jury. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who voted to impeach President Trump in his second failed impeachment trial, announced Friday she will run for re-election in her home state of Alaska. A court in military-ruled Myanmar on Friday sentenced detained U.S. journalist Danny Fenster to 11 years in prison after finding him guilty on several charges, including incitement for spreading false or inflammatory information. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Representative Rick Crawford, the Republican from Arkansas, is reporting the answer to solving America's supply chain issues does not lie in throwing more money at the problem. Mr. Crawford was on Newsmax Wednesday.
Worst numbers in 30 years that we've seen come out as it relates to inflation. And then the president goes to Baltimore to tout his infrastructure plan, which he hasn't signed yet. But there's very little talk about what are some of the exacerbating problems or conditions that are making the supply chain crisis even worse. One of which is a vaccine mandate. I mean, you have so many companies that could be affected by this. And meanwhile, there's considerable pushback across the country. And I think you need to get out of the Washington bubble to fully realize that. But look, this is it's not that people are necessarily against vaccines, but they don't like the mandates. There's policies that are contributing to the supply chain delays.
Belarus has threatened to cut off its transit of gas supply to Europe if the European Union imposes sanctions over a migrant crisis. They blame Russian-backed President Alexander Lukashenko of weaponizing people currently gathered at the border with Poland. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
When one NBA basketball star criticized China for its human rights abuses, the Asian country blocked all NBA games in that country that featured the basketball player.
Boston Celtics star Inez Kantor says he felt encouraged to speak out against China after the NBA supported players in fighting other injustices and human rights. Kantor, using his social media platforms to call out and bring awareness to China's treatment of the Uyghur community, Tibet, Taiwan, and Hong Kong. His comments and post have caused a backlash in China, with the Celtics games being pulled by Chinese video streaming sites and the government criticizing the 29-year-old's comments. Kantor also calling out other athletes and celebrities on CNN.
There is so many athletes, so many actors, so many singers, and so many people who has a platform are speaking out many of the issues out there in the world. But when it comes to China, when it comes to, you know, China's Communist Party, they're scared because they care too much about money, they care too much about business, and they care too much about endorsement deals. You know, to me, the human rights and, you know, saving people's lives, it comes first. So that's why I wanted to do this project.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In a surprise upset, the Dolphins beat the Ravens on Thursday Night Football 22-10. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.